This is the Good Things Guy podcast with myself, Brendan DeCube, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy. I'm on a mission to change what the world pays attention to. I truly believe that there's good news all around us, and I spend my time hunting down and reporting on the best good news stories from South Africa and the world. In the Good Things Guy podcast, you'll meet these everyday heroes and hear their incredible stories. Small businesses are the backbone of South Africa's economy. They have an enormous impact, providing a livelihood for many, while advancing financial inclusion to reduce poverty and boost prosperity. COVID-19 has had an adverse effect on small businesses, and business owners have been left either having to shut down operations or adapt to the new normal. SMEs have been the hardest hit since the pandemic and have had to pivot their business approaches and adjust to this new normal, with many having to go digital. For many SMEs, moving business operations online has been a lifeline to retaining staff and continuing to operate. MasterCard has teamed up with PayFast to launch a Shop Local campaign that aims to elevate SMEs and their ingenuity, inspiring South Africans to get behind local businesses through safe and convenient online shopping. And to discuss this today, I'm joined by Carmony Reddy, who is the Marketing and Communications Director at MasterCard Southern Africa, as well as Colleen Harrison, Head of Marketing at PayFast. Ladies, welcome to the Good Things Jackpot.
Hi there.
Hi.
Carmony, I'm going to start with you. You've become a regular on the show. Welcome back. How has the pandemic impacted small businesses, and what challenges has the pandemic exposed?
Thanks, Brent. Great to be back, and also great to be talking about something that I personally hold dear to my heart, as well as a topic that MasterCard supports on a global and local level, small businesses. So small businesses have a disproportionate impact on the economy, providing a livelihood for many while advancing what we call inclusive growth to reduce poverty and boost prosperity. They represent more than 90% of businesses in South Africa, responsible for providing 60% of jobs across all sectors, and contributes roughly around 40% to the GDP. Unfortunately, during tough times like a pandemic, small businesses are often among the first casualties due to varying factors like limited cash flow, a smaller client base, limited resources, and a reliance on traditional sales and marketing channels. The particularly lengthy and frequent lockdowns we've had to endure in South Africa had a major impact on small businesses in the country. And one of the trends we noted is that small businesses have had to quickly adapt and pivot their operations to digital channels in order to firstly sustain their livelihoods, of course, as well as to cater to their customers' evolving needs.
You know, that supporting small business has been a huge part of my narrative online, because I think it's so important, especially through the last, 600 days that South Africa has faced this thing. But can you perhaps tell us more about how MasterCard has teamed up with PayFast to help SMEs during this tough period?
So at MasterCard, we believe in those who take risks and chase dreams to grow their businesses. So knowing how many small businesses are under increased pressure to keep their businesses open, we decided to partner with PayFast in a joint marketing campaign to encourage small businesses and South Africans to shop local and support small businesses through safe and convenient online shopping. The campaign started at the beginning of August and will be live until the end of September 2021. And it's around incentivizing consumers who check out online using their MasterCard or via Scan to Pay with MasterPass at any PayFast merchant with a chance to win one of 9 100,000 Rand weekly online shopping sprees. In addition, we're also looking to elevate and celebrate small businesses in South Africa and share their inspirational stories on our lifestyle hub, priceless.com. Some of the businesses we've profiled are phenomenal. So some include Wakoyo, a contemporary African home and decor store; Black Betty, a South African-based jewelry store that uses natural stones and metals; and Macro Mixes, which specializes in healthy ingredients and nutritious baking premixes. All of these small businesses are incredibly passionate about what they do and have had to overcome several challenges to get to where they are today. They serve as an inspiration to all of us, and this is why we wanted to share their stories and promote their businesses, and of course, start something priceless by calling on South Africans to shop local and support small businesses. This in turn will empower businesses to not only survive, but thrive in the future.
So important. We need to be helping these businesses, as you said, not only survive, but thrive through this time and past this time even. Colleen, can you share a little bit about PayFast and why you guys have partnered with MasterCard on this campaign?
Sure. Hi, Brent. First of all, thanks for having us and excited to be here on the show. Right off the bat, in case some of your listeners don't know who PayFast is, hopefully they all do know and are aware what we do, but we're a payment processor. We process payments on behalf of businesses of any size, and a range of different payment methods. And the fit with MasterCard is obviously quite a natural one. So currently we do know that card payments are still the most popular payment method online. And through partnering with MasterCard, we're promoting contactless as well as digital payments with our local businesses that accept payments through PayFast. And then obviously giving buyers the opportunity to explore which local businesses currently, are promoting their businesses online. And some of the examples that Carmine has already mentioned is, for example, in Jay, who produce completely, it's locally manufactured clothing with world-class quality and style. But we also have bigger players, so there's obviously Take Lot and Superbalist on the market. But I think what was so amazing about this campaign is really focusing on the SMEs and supporting them through what's been a very difficult period. So through our partnership with MasterCard, we are hoping to open new possibilities to our merchants who will get much needed exposure, especially during, you know, these times where not all businesses have the funding to promote their products and services. Our partnership with MasterCard aims at making a positive impact and empowering small businesses. In addition to this, we want to see small businesses grow through and beyond the pandemic whilst providing the necessary solutions and choice for their customers through e-commerce. To give e-commerce retailers the deserved chance of success, it is important that established organizations in the industry collaborate and provide them with the support they need to grow their sales and bottom lines.
So the campaign has been running since the 2nd of August of this year. What has the response been from PayFast merchants so far?
It's been really overwhelming. So we've had a lot of people that got engaged with the campaign. They shared it on their social media. They have also shown their support for being featured on the priceless.com website, where we have almost a directory of local producers and local businesses that accept payments through PayFast. So this is an easy way for consumers to find businesses and try and support locals. So that's obviously one of the aims that we're trying to achieve with this campaign, is to A, drive consumers into supporting local and seeking out local businesses, but also to help those businesses attract new consumers, which is why the priceless.com initiative has been greatly received by our merchants.
So Carmine, I was never a big online shopper. I'm going to put my hand up here and say that I was always afraid of using sort of the online shopping platform. But when COVID hit, I started online shopping a lot more frequently. And if so, it's become my go-to. I would much rather log on online and buy something than make my way out to a shop. What is MasterCard seeing in terms of growth in this e-commerce space?
Yeah, so Brent, I don't think you're alone on that trend. As the COVID-19 pandemic raised health concerns and lockdowns kept consumers at home, we witnessed a tremendous growth in online shopping. Our latest MasterCard study on consumer sentiment and spending revealed that 68% of South African consumers have been shopping more online since the onset of the pandemic. And 63% say that they are making a conscious effort to shop online at small businesses. While items like data, mobile top-up, and groceries saw massive growth, we also saw a surge in people spending money on virtual experiences. And this includes watching movies and shows via entertainment subscriptions and even virtual cooking courses. So it's not just shopping, but all aspects of life that are moving online. And this trend appears to be here to stay, with 71% of respondents stating they will continue to shop online post-pandemic.
That's incredibly interesting to me, because I've never really thought of like renting a movie as online shopping, but it is. That's exactly what it is. You click a button, you pay with your MasterCard, and off you go. Colleen, now this shift in consumer behavior must have provided a host of new business opportunities for those SMEs who may be caught off guard by the lockdown restrictions. What are some of these opportunities from PayFast's perspective?
Brent, before I start on the PayFast perspective, I just want to zoom out and talk about the industry in South Africa. So we've seen in the last 12 months a doubling of online retail as a share of total retail, which currently stands at around 3%, and that has doubled from the 1-2% that we were seeing the year before. So this just shows the incredible growth of e-commerce in South Africa. But if we look to other markets like the US and the UK, we're seeing, for example, that in the US, 16% of all retail is made up of online. And in the UK, it's even 20%. In China, this year, it should even be more than half of all retail is going to be online. So we'll keep an eye on that and see if they will be the first country to really have that tip over to online being the majority in retail sales. And I think what this just indicates is how much potential there still is for growth. So yes, we've grown, we've doubled from one year to the next, but there's still an incredible opportunity for growth for businesses to embrace e-commerce and online payments. But having said that, we did see a lot of people do that obviously since COVID. So just from COVID up until the end of 2020, we had more than 40,000 PayFast merchants sign up for accounts. A lot of these would obviously have had to pivot or like use e-commerce as a lifeline. But a trend that we've seen is that even in those pivots or lifelines, they've now got fully fledged e-commerce businesses that will sustain them, you know, into the future. So they've just, their hand was forced a little bit earlier to transform digitally. But overall, I think it's just fast-tracked something that was going to come anyway. And industries that we've seen the biggest growth in are quite interesting. We've seen that food was one of the highest growth industries, which is your food deliveries. So there's a lot of these dinner boxes and new businesses that really cropped up in 2020 for people who stayed at home but still want to eat some good food and were maybe a bit hesitant about going to the grocery stores. Also, baby and home were in second and third place. And I think that also shows, you know, new parents with babies were maybe a little bit reluctant going to the shops and stayed home and sought out online shops where they could help themselves. And home, I think, is just a lot of people being at home and kind of reevaluating their spaces and shopping online to see how they can make their homes more comfortable. So that's where we've seen some growth. But I think there's obviously tons of opportunity for all industries. Something where we obviously not unsurprisingly saw a decrease in was the travel and entertainment industry, as well as tickets, so to events. But as people are getting vaccinated and we're returning to somewhat of an old normal, I think we'll see those industries picking up as well.
Why is it important for PayFast to boost the local e-commerce sector and help local entrepreneurs start or expand their businesses?
So it's important that we see small businesses grow through and beyond the pandemic, providing the necessary solutions and choice for their customers through e-commerce. These solutions will assist these businesses to ease into the new normal and be able to serve their customers as per normal. It is also important for businesses to adapt because customer needs are also changing and evolving rapidly. And I think what for me is so amazing about local businesses and e-commerce is that we can really bring our own SA identity and flavor into the mix by producing locally. And there are fantastic local brands out there. There are the most amazing footwear brands. So for example, Via Footwear is a sneaker that's locally manufactured. We've also got Switch Beauty, which is a beauty brand that was created locally that is, you know, it's all world-class standard. So there really isn't a reason to shop almost from international brands or import goods when we have such amazing talent here in South Africa.
I think that's the important message here is to shop local, and the platforms that you're providing is helping South Africans to shop local even easier from the comforts of their home. Carmini, a lot of businesses have been immensely impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic and have had to pivot their operations and approach, focusing their business to a more digital direction. How can going digital help a small business to rebuild and perhaps future-proof its own business?
Adapting to digital remains imperative for businesses to thrive under the current circumstances. Globally, pre-pandemic, less than half of small businesses were able to accept remote digital payments. And this compared to larger businesses, where more than 75% were able to do so. This left SMEs, or small businesses, severely disadvantaged. And as a result, small businesses who were not able to transact in a digital way were hit hardest by the pandemic. They were closed the longest, the chances of long-term survival were much lower than larger merchants. To that end, it's critical that small businesses adopt new and efficient payment technologies needed to future-proof their businesses and to compete with the larger businesses. What we've seen is that small businesses are increasingly recognizing the importance of adopting digital technologies to reduce the admin burden on their businesses, and digitizing payments is a necessary part of that story. In a recent study, we see that more than 70% of small businesses say they are willing to invest in the technology required to advance their payment systems, and that they believe digital payments is the new future. So we're definitely seeing progress in this space.
This is good news, I think, for South Africa and for many of the businesses or business owners that are listening to this podcast right now. Colleen, what are some of the benefits of e-commerce business? Can you maybe share any PayFast businesses that perhaps have success stories?
Sure, Brent. I mean, the benefits, there are so many. So the most obvious one is cost. Being able to start an online store is much more cost effective than if you had to rent a store, fit it, and have those massive overheads each month. When it comes to online, there might be some monthly outlay for website maintenance, or if you're using platforms that have monthly subscriptions, but they are significantly lower than it would be for a physical store. And then reach. So being able to reach a global audience from South Africa, you wouldn't be able to do that, obviously, with a physical retail store. So you can access a much bigger audience and grow your business or scale it much quicker than you would be able to if you weren't accepting online payments. And I think overall, adaptability and versatility. So online, it's quicker to adapt and change to changing consumer trends and really target people via your offering on your website quickly and easily, depending on what the consumer needs or even what the lockdown level is on. So those are sort of some of the key takeouts there. And success stories, I mean, there's been so many, but one of the ones that stands out really is Switch Beauty, because this was a very young woman who started her own skincare range and sells it online and has a huge following. It's a hugely successful brand. And, you know, being able to achieve that in a very short space of time because it is online, because she can amplify her reach through social media and does this very successfully, obviously. So she's been able to grow a huge consumer base off online channels.
That is inspirational. And I think for many business owners, we want to hear these stories that really show us that the e-commerce space works. Colleen, Carmony, I want to thank you for joining me on the Good Things podcast. It's been absolutely phenomenal speaking to you, hearing about how we are supporting local businesses and what you're doing to really help South Africa. In closing, could you maybe give us some tips or advice that you have for SMEs as they navigate this, I hate the word, new normal?
Yes, so I'll start. A continuing trend we are seeing in South Africa is that consumers are price sensitive and are looking for bargains. 78% of respondents from our survey say price is the most important consideration that guides their online purchasing decisions. Let's remember, consumers no longer face the traditional barriers of interacting with your competition in order to affect a sale. The way that products can be researched online and how people can interact in a secure and safe manner across different platforms allows them to look for the best price with ease. So my headline takeout from this is, think about how you can differentiate your business. What's the specific value proposition that you deliver from a product point of view? And can this be adapted to a particular consumer expectation? And my other tip, which is probably the most important one, is follow your passion, since nothing great in the world has ever been accomplished without passion.
I like that about passion. I think entrepreneurs generally are extremely passionate about what they do. My top tip would be to just start. Don't be afraid, even if you don't know everything. Once you get started and you dive deep into it and get familiar with the ins and outs of e-commerce, it's actually not as scary as it may sound. So don't let all the jargon put you off. Another tip would be to connect with other entrepreneurs. So there's amazing communities out there. If you check up on meetups, there are various communities, whether it's Shopify meetups or WooCommerce meetups or the InSarka e-commerce academy. So there's all these amazing communities where people can learn from each other and share ideas and also their failings, you know, what worked, what didn't work. But overall, just start. And I think that's where PayPass makes it really easy because you can sign up for free and you only pay as you go. So there's no monthly fees. So it makes it very accessible to startups to start experimenting with an online store.
So that's it. This is how we support our locals. And MasterCard and PayFast have made it easier than ever to do it from the comfort of your home. I want to thank you guys for listening to this show, and I want to wish you only good things.
I'm Brent Lindekew, South Africa's very own Good Things Guy, and you've been listening to Good Things Guy, a Jackpod podcast. For more episodes or to subscribe, rate, or review my podcast, go to iTunes, Iona FM, or Google Podcasts. Be kinder than necessary to yourself and each other. Thanks, and only good things.